It's 5 months until the presidential election, which means the battle over ballots in the Buckeye State is well underway. Betsy Hare spent her birthday in November 2004 standing in a cold rain, waiting 10 and a half hours to vote. She runs a bed and breakfast in the tiny town of Gambier. Many of the 1,300 people who joined her in line were students at Kenyon College.
So yeah, it was exhausting and it was exciting and it was frustrating and it was all those things, but it was definitely democracy in action.
And in nearly every election since, Hare has opted instead to vote early. The reason she can is an overhaul of Ohio's early voting laws, spurred by what one judge called the disastrous 2004 election. The changes helped make election day smooth, but they've also created a cycle of laws and lawsuits that make courts in Ohio a big player in the national debate over voter access.
They know how to ski in Colorado. We know how to litigate elections in Ohio.
That's Ned Foley, director of Ohio State University's election law program. He notes that the fights in Ohio include one that's been dragging on for a decade. There are battles over rejected ballots and efforts to eliminate Souls to the Polls Sunday, over purging voter rolls and eliminating same-day registration and voting. Republican Secretary of State John Husted is a defendant in nearly all of the cases and expresses a bit of outrage about that.
I led the effort to expand the voting period to 35 days.
And Husted was Speaker of the Ohio House in 2005. Facing a voter initiative to expand early voting, Republican lawmakers passed their own bill. You could vote for weeks before an election and on some evenings and weekends. And during so-called Golden Week, you could register and vote at the same time.
And I'm still a great supporter of early voting, and I believe as an administrator of elections, it really helps us.
The problem, Husted maintains, is that the issue belongs in the state legislatures, not federal courts.
Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, liberals, they all have different opinions, and that's great. But ultimately, you have to come to some middle ground.
But what he sees as middle ground, including eliminating Golden Week in exchange for expanded night and weekend hours, challengers see as an attempt to discourage poor, young, Hispanic, and African-American voters. Kathleen Clyde is a Democratic legislator who's testified in lawsuits challenging a range of GOP changes.
All of these little changes make a big difference when it comes to the accessibility for Ohioans to their democracy.
And just in the last 2 weeks, two federal judges have agreed. The first ordered Ohio to reinstate Golden Week because African-American voters are as much as five times more likely to use it. The second told the state to stop throwing out ballot forms for technical problems such as missing zip codes. He stopped short of finding intentional discrimination, but warned that, quote, if the dog whistles in the General Assembly continue to get louder, other courts may differ. Ohio is appealing both decisions. Husted says they're contradictory and defy common sense, in part because they don't give Ohio credit for having one of the longest early voting periods in the country. One of the judges did address that, saying once a state expands voting rights, it can't cut back in ways that discriminate. Ohio State elections expert Foley says, ironically, that could limit moves in other states to expand voting.
So if you are a state like Pennsylvania or New York that's never had early voting to begin with, and therefore by definition, provides their voters less opportunity than Ohio does. You know, their legal counsel is going to have to advise them, before you ever take any step to be expansive, you better be certain that it's what you want, because, you know, the minute you try to tweak it or readjust it, you're vulnerable to a lawsuit.
Meanwhile, voting battles continue in Ohio on other fronts, including the state's purging of voters if they don't cast ballots in elections in any of six consecutive years. At St. Paul's AME Church in Akron, voting is core to its mission. Pastor Bruce Butcher joined one of the lawsuits and celebrated the court victories. But as he was traveling this week, he says reality set in.
For just a brief, very brief moment, I felt elated, but I know that this is just one battle in the ongoing war in the state of Ohio for everyone to have an opportunity to vote.
And as long as Ohio is a key battleground state, everyone expects the war to continue well beyond November 8th. I'm M.L. Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.